cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
This is Cutting for the Matrix on November the 9th, 2012. For newcomers, I always suggest you make good use of the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's lots of audios for free download there. And I go through some of the history of the big system you're born into its roots, into the organizations that got together a long time ago to plan a world order, not any old world order, for peace and happiness and so on, but for themselves, really. The world was all wrong, people made their own decisions, it's all untidy at the bottom, and these guys decided that through scientific means and hiring scientists and creating sciences, really pseudosciences, they convinced the public to give up all the rights so they could take the world over and they would run us up properly. And that's what you're going through today with the carbon taxes, the greening agendas and so on. You're being run properly. At least you've been taught that. That's how it's going. And you can. It's just amazing, too, how much you can do if you have complete control of the education across the whole planet. And everyone gets the same indoctrinations, and they will believe everything they're told, naturally, because there's no alternative education out there to give them any other sides of any questions whatsoever. Number two, you're the audience that bring me to you. You can keep me going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com and donating as well, hopefully. And from the U.S. to Canada, remember, you can still use personal checks or international postal money orders. And you can send cash or use PayPal. Across the world, you've got Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal. And as I say, go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com to find out how to do it. Remember, two of those on the com site, you'll see other sites listed. These are all the official sites I have. And they all carry audios for downloads. If you're sticking on one on the com site, downloading is too many for going in at one, try another site there, and you'll find that you may get a clearer download. And also, you can get transcripts as well in English and all those sites listed there on the com site for print-up. And if you go into Alan Watts Sentinel.eu, you can get transcripts in other languages. But what a world we go through is, as the world churns along with your stomach these days, as we go through the big transformations. That's what they call it. This is the century of change, remember, where the big boys at the top are realizing their goals, their long goals to bring in this new world order where it's all tidy and government runs everything and government agencies and bureaucracies run every part and facet of your life. It's so tidy now, you see, and it'll get tidier as we go along and we get crammed into the big cities and won't have many decisions to make because, you see, the state will be making all your decisions for you. So here we are. As I say, it's astonishing, because I'm actually quoting people here as I speak who talked about this in the 30s, in the 70s and 60s, and who were involved in creating this system, and actually said that the public won't need to reign free and wild with their own original thoughts, their own ability to think. As they said, because the state will be making all their decisions for them, and that was from Charles Galton Darwin's book, The Next Million Years. So, here we are. And most folk, mind you, this is the easiest takeover that's ever been done. Because, as I say, we've all had the same indoctrination. And with the children that are coming up today, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect indoctrination they've got. Because even all the entertainment is also geared towards bolstering up the same indoctrination of education. So that's the only view of the world that they'll have, is exactly what their masters want them to have. And they don't mind it because it seems to be fun to them, you see. And also, remember, children too see things in black and white. There's no gray area. And all you do is point out the bad things, show them lots of nasty pictures of clear-cutting forests, which they don't do in Canada and places like that anymore. But who's to know, eh? If that's all you see, you'll really believe it. The parents are to blame for letting it all happen. Yeah. They're all ready for it, you see. Back with more after this.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pompous and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Wharton. A while ago, I came up with the terrible story of what happened to a woman who had her child taken from her by the DCFS and of Utah. And I went through the trials and tribulations that she'd gone through. Amazing, too, the tenacity of sticking with it and not just simply giving up, because it's a rigged system, the court system, especially this kind of court system in Utah to do with children. But there's an article out now by Brandon Turberville from the Activist Post, and he goes through the updates of what's been happening. I also know what's been happening because she's been sending me updates and so on. But it says here, in short, when Katerina was conveniently served with a protective order by her ex-husband shortly after his own bankruptcy proceeding, her son was immediately taken for her by the DCFS agents and armed police, I take the child away. Yet after repeated interviews and investigations by psychologists, sex abuse investigators, and other DCFS agents, it was determined there was absolutely no evidence that Katerina had abused her son. Soon after her son was returned to her, however, Katerina was served with yet another protective order by her ex-husband, this time with the help of rogue guardian ad litem Amber Ruder, the infamous Amber Ruder, because she's really made a lot of people's lives hell. Once again, after the filing of the second protective order, Katerina's son was forcibly removed from her, with police literally taking the child out of her arms. The process of interviews and investigations thus began anew, and again, Katerina was exonerated. Yet after being ordered to organize and facilitate the family therapy sessions, guardian ad litem Amber Ruder has flatly refused to obey the judge's orders, telling Katerina that she cannot and will not do this for you, even though the judge ordered it. Ruder subsequently claimed that Katerina's son son may not be returned to her at all because the two have been separated for such a long time and might traumatize the child to return home. This is in regards to a child who, in the opinion of the child psychologist who interviewed him, showed signs of being coached by other adults in what to say to the therapist in order to implicate his mother in misconduct in the first place. Ever since the second protective order, Kadri has been fighting an uphill fight in what seems like a never-ending legal battle. And it's true, you go through all these pre-trials, hundreds of pre-trials, they call them. What is a pre-trial? Just go on with it, the whole thing, and get out in the open. But they don't do it that way. The whole idea is to make parents just give up and become broke, of course. Anyway, where she was forced to represent herself despite having very little time and money at her disposal. In addition, Katerina is having to contend with a guardian ad litem who's not only being uncooperative, but is actively sabotaging and opposing Katerina's efforts to be reunited with her son. Between the behavior of Ruder and Katerina's ex-husband's legal team led by attorney Jerry Rainier, Katerina has had to endure such underhanded tactics as court-issued documents being sent to her previous attorney office instead of to her, as she's now representing herself. Now, the notice, in other words, you see this, you can send them to other addresses, and you say, well, I didn't get it, well, the court thing will go on in your absence, and you don't even know what's happened. So they tried all kind of dirty tricks here. He says, you can hear Katerina discuss this aspect of her legal situation with me, yes, Alan Watt, on June 25th, 2012, and the link is here to hear it. But here's what's happened. At the time in the last article dealing with this case, after a great deal of resistance by Ruder and Katerina's ex-husband, Katerina was finally able to attend a therapy session, one therapy session with her son, a meeting which scarcely could have gone better, according to Duliva, particularly under the circumstances. Unfortunately, much of the Amber Ruder Rigid saga has continued in the months following the second update that was released about Katerina and her case. Not satisfied with the outcome of the DCFS investigations, as they were determined that there was no evidence for any abuse, Ruder requested a third interview session with DCFS in an environment more conducive for her purposes, but was rightfully denied by the judge. Very soon, however, a third anonymous claim of abuse was conveniently made against Katerina, and the interview and investigation process began all over again for a third time. Once again, Springville Police Department Detective Jeff Ellsworth was tasked with investigating Katerina's case. As before, Ellsworth concluded there was no evidence for abuse. Indeed, he clearly stated as much in his incident report when he wrote, "I've investigated this matter before, and the information that was brought forward does not provide enough evidence to support sexual abuse. This case will remain inactive." Likewise, Emma Drews, the DCFS worker assigned to the case regarding the third accusation, stated at the interview that she conducted did not disclose anything new and there was not enough evidence to support the claims of sexual abuse. After watching the interview, Detective Ellsworth determined that the alleged incident being dealt with was actually the same incident he'd investigated much earlier and had decided there was no evidence of child abuse. So even when they clear you of it, they go back to the original charge and you're around again in a circle. Essentially, the third accusation of child abuse was a type of accusational derivative, meaning that the third accusation was itself based on the first and second accusations, which in themselves were found to be illegitimate and baseless. This on September the 7th, 2012, the third investigation was closed due to unsupported evidence. You understand the money it's costing the courts to and the taxpayers for all this kind of stuff. This is one case. Yeah. All the while, however, Katerina's attempts to supervise therapy with her son were flagrantly derailed in direct violation of the court order by her ex-husband, who Katerina claims was acting on the advice of Amber Ruder. Furthermore, as a report written by Dr. Gail Stringham makes clear, both the ex-husband and the child were told by Amber Ruder that the child didn't have to see his mum if he didn't want to. Of course, Ruder has zero authority to make this decision because the therapy was court-ordered. So it was ordered by the court, but Ruder says, no, we're not bringing him. Ruder's function is guardian ad litem, not judge or jury. As a result, Katerina's son, who was ecstatic at seeing his mother at the first and only therapy session, was not present at the second therapy session due to something that came up, as his claim, preventing the ex-husband from attending the court-ordered therapy and obstinately declining to accept any rescheduling by Dr. Stringham until at least a week later. After this long delay between therapy sessions, Katerina's son began acting mysteriously hesitant about seeing his mother and even contradicting himself about claims made against Katerina's new husband around the same time the first allegations were made against Katerina. And it says, furthermore, Stringham's assessment regarding the possibility of the child having been coached in the second therapy session is comparable to her suspicions earlier in the year after the initial protective order had been filed. And in letter to the court, Stringham has written, she says, responses during the second visitations of the son raises serious concerns regarding him receiving adult influence. Although it would not be unusual for a child who is reconciling with a parent under similar circumstances to be again guarded at the beginning of another contact, a number of his comments, both during one-on-one disclosure to me and during the time with his mother, did not sound the typical language of a child of his age. It also appears from his response to receiving the video that he had spoken with someone about her plan to bring the presents. Anyway, I'll put this up tonight, and you'll see how this is going. But I think, too, and this is true, this is although Katerina's motion to the court to have the GEL Amber Ruder removed from her case was initially denied. However, Gerhard Ruder is no longer the guardian ad litem of Katerina's case. In fact, perhaps due to the public pressure as a result of the coverage from the alternative media and the subsequent protest and contact from readers and listeners all across the spectrum, GEL Amber Ruder is no longer guardian ad litem in any capacity on any of her former cases. Ruder has been effectively removed from her position as guardian ad litem. In Katerina's case, Gerhard Ruder has been replaced by her supervisor, who is John Moody. Actually, a lot of people phoned in supervisor to complain about this Ruder, because she's a nutcase, an absolute nutcase that's not following any law except her own. She thinks she's God. And I know for a fact she's upset an awful lot of other people too by grabbing their children and doing a lot of dirty tricks as well. So I'll put this whole article up tonight to let you know how it's going. But it shows you how they can grab your child. And this is happening all across, not just in the US, but everywhere now. It's a new United Nations prerogative to do all this stuff. Big money involved, and of course, for the court systems, they love it. And the taxpayer funds it all. And people get broke in the process of trying to get their children back. But it just goes on and on and on with these pre-trials. And after you've cleared the third or fourth one, they go back to the first charge, even though you've already been cleared of them. These are the games that these legal so-called experts play, that they can go on forever. But I'll put the whole thing up tonight at cuttingthroughthemedias.com for those who've been following it, so they can read and see what's happened in the meantime. It's happening to so many people, and they're saying tricks. Remember, I've said before that everything to do with dramas or movies to do with the system, which is law, hospitals and doctors and courts and lawyers, is all propaganda, as Jax E. Lowell said. And it truly is. You realize you've all been indoctrinated with propaganda to give a completely fake vision of how it really is. In the legal profession, like other professions, it's utterly ruthless. The whole point is to get as much cash as they can. And especially when they get it from the public purse, believe me, they'll drag it on for years if need be. And not to get any justice done, and to be impartial on anything. They simply want to be. Actually, too, these children's aid societies and so on, they cannot. If they lose one case, you understand that there'll be a whole flood of other cases coming against them. If it's found that they lose one case because of misconduct and lying, and constant lying, and obstructing justice. So it's obviously they don't want to ever give up. Just keep it going forever and ever. That's the real system we live in. And that's all across the board. Now, I've also talked about, as I say, what's happening in Britain with the real sexual abuse that's been going on for years, pretty well in the open, actually. Jimmy Savile, and then it's led to Prince Charles, it's led to a whole bunch of people, and even Cameron's coming out and made a few gaffes, actually, because he said that we shouldn't have a witch hunt. He was referring to what we called gay people being attacked or whatever, even though no one had talked about gay people in the sexual abuse pedophile cases. So it's a bit of a gaffe, a Freudian slip, you might call it, because there's so many of them still in the, not in the closet, but in the cabinet in the Parliament in Britain. Back with more after this break.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix, talking about Jimmy Savile, which just is a scrape off the iceberg, basically, of what happens in Britain. The country's gone, understand. The whole culture is utterly debased with all this stuff. I mean, not just taught in schools and then growing up, but the incredible culture industry. Understand, you do have a culture industry. They decide by taking the pulse of the public and all your tweets and everything else just how far debauched you are, and you're ready for even further debauchery. And that's how it really works. I'm not kidding about that. That is the plan, folks. And it's working awfully, awfully well. I mean, Jimmy Savile was a pair of his whole darn life, and they knew it in the BBC before they hired him on. And you understand how many folk must have covered up for him for many, many years. Real important people, too, to even get the cops off his back. He's been interviewed by the police before because they wondered if he had a relationship with this Yorkshire Ripper that was a mass murderer. And because of the even after the Yorkshire Ripper was caught, Savile became his pal in the prison. He went to visit him in prison and had a lot in common with him, obviously. But the cover-up is incredible, and they must, as I say, clamp down on the story or take it off in a different spin. I noticed even in The Guardian have taken things off in a different spin to do one of the top aides that Cameron had. He was charged with having gross indecency downloaded on his internet through child porn stuff, and they threw that out because he's an awfully good lawyer. They didn't want to open up a can of worms to do with Parliament and all the rest of it, so they cleared the guy. But he also put things up his willy, for goodness sake, you know, stuff like that, and odd kind of stuff. But anyway, these are the guys who run the country. And you know, can imagine all the other kinky stuff that they're into. But it doesn't really bother most folk today. I think, as I say, everyone's so degraded by everything that they've adapted to with the changes, adaptation, until anything goes. They can't get them outraged anymore. You know, nobody's safe anymore. But it says that the deranged Jimmy Savile called for his pal, the Yorkshire Ripper, the mass murderer, to be allowed sex inside the prison that he was incarcerated in. And it says, Savile reckoned Peter Sutcliffe and other patients in the secure hospital should be allowed to mix freely to stop any gay urges. What's a gay urge? Is it a happy urge or something? I mean, homosexual urges, I guess. It says, Jim will fix it. Peter Fowle said, all guys together or all girls together isn't very healthy, he says. We've got to give our patients some reason to want to rehabilitate. These are people who are in there for, you know, mass murder. And falling in love is one of the strongest, he says. Well, he's never known what that meant. He also said killers should be treated with compassion. You know, the folk who love to slaughter folk and watch them die when they're doing odd things to them at the same time, we should have compassion on them. See, this is where it's all going, by the way. Even the Guardian, as I said, they had a kind of compassionate write-up about the guy, as I see, who got off with it at the top, that big lawyer. And so on. And then it says, well, what is indecency nowadays anyway? This is the whole spiel of the argument. Remember, they want to do away with the consensual age of children altogether, as I've been talking about here. Anyway, Savile spoke of allowing patients to mix weeks after being appointed head of Broadmoor Task Force. Can you imagine putting a perv like Savile in charge of the head of a special prison task force? Jimmy Savile says he'd seen a government report warning that in prisons the suppression of heterosexual activity has created a situation where homosexuality is publicly tolerated. His job was to improve conditions for staff and patients, and he was given a gold-plated set of keys as a reward for 20 years of volunteering there. He gets these keys in all these hospitals too, and the children's homes. This is beautiful. Savile set himself up in a three-room den, where he's feared to have molested an unknown number of vulnerable patients. He called it his cell and even posed for a photo on his double bed, he says. The DJ and broadcaster boasted about leaving his door unlocked and said people can wander in whenever they want. I bet the patients across the way have a good laugh because they got bigger rooms than me, he says. In another interview, he insisted we have patients here, not inmates, because this place is a hospital and not a nick, and we are prison. If they're bad, they don't come here. They go to the prison. A true psychopath enjoys what he's doing, and we don't, he says, have anyone like that here. With killers, the first thing you need to do is show compassion. These are, as I say, mass murderers. And you understand, even with these statements that he made years ago, everyone left him alone. What's it tell you about the hierarchy? Savile admitted, he says, I know some people must be going potty thinking they're out of their minds giving that aging disc jockey a bleeding number one hospital, but they don't bother me. I know the hospital at the back of my hand. There are some people who regard me as a bad smell, but it's very disarming when I wander around in a tracksuit and a brown porter coat. You can't feel threatened by someone like that, he says. This is the guy who molested all kinds of children. Elsewhere. So you're really looking at a sick society, and I won't even carry on with it because I really do know. Because I've got a whole list of the recent horror movies that have been coming over the years and things like that, and how bad it is now. And people are lapping the S&M stuff up. There's no point in trying to use exhortations to get through to people. It doesn't work anymore. It's true that Bertrand Russell, the big master manipulator of the present culture living in, said, he says you can do more with a brass band than you can do with facts and exhortations. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hi folks, I am back, cutting through the matrix, and last night up with a whole list of politicians in Britain, and a lot from the Labour Party too, and Labour appointed councillors for different areas and towns and so on. It's a strange system in Britain where it actually appoints the political characters in positions of power, even in local councils and townships. But anyway, I put that list up last night, and this article here kind of touches on some of it. Says, David Cameron just doesn't get it. The police and the judiciary are part of the UK abuse problem. And this is a full public inquiry and special commission must happen now. Well, that won't happen in a hurry, that one, at all. But it says, as the rippling waves emanating from the cesspool that's Jimmy Savile's legacy break on the shores of the British establishment, it's become increasingly clear how the establishment is attempting once again to protect its own, it says. In response to both to Tom Watson's questioning in the House of Commons and the fabulous impromptu exposure by Philip Schofield, an event sure to set some legendary in television history, British Prime Minister David Cameron's single response is that anyone with any evidence should go to the police, regardless of how powerful the accused may be. Is Cameron aware that multiple victims in the North Wales inquiry named the same high-ranking Tory politician in at least one case? the police deemed their testimony as fantasy. So if you go and complain, they say it's fantasy. For a prime minister, it's a breathtakingly, though probably deliberate, naive approach. It feels like a government's greasy denial that paedophiles are operating in positions of power. North Wales abuse victim Steve Mesham testified that his life was threatened by his abuser, which is a common intimidation tactic seen in many abuse cases. Death rates changed the playing field considerably. And it says, is Cameron confused or just waiting to pass the buck on? So where exactly is David Cameron suggesting survivors take their evidence? The serving police officers referred to by some of the abuse of those abused at the hellish Bryn Eston in North Wales? Or is the Prime Minister proposing just walking into your local cop shop, if you can still find one? Of course, given the aggressive programming of police station closures now being implemented by Cameron's government, and saying, hey, I was raped by so-and-so 20 years ago. Sensitive matters such as child rape require sensitive solutions, and Cameron's response is not only inadequate, it's simultaneously ignorant, insulting, and ludicrous. Lest anyone has missed it, serving police officers and members of the judiciary amongst those named by Bryn Eston victims. It's increasingly clear that the original inquiry was a cover-up, and let us not forget the Masonic connection, it says here. The Waterhouse Tribunal set the tone for its approach to Freemasonry right from day one. This happened in Britain. This came up in court. This is in the very first session that the barrister or lawyer for one of the groups of former residents of care homes made an application about Masonry. The barrister, who was called Nick Booth, asked that the tribunal inquiry should keep a register of the Masonic membership amongst its staff, the members, its representatives and witnesses who appear before it, and then explained the duty of loyalty to a brother Mason and his duty of impartiality if he's involved in the administration of justice is not a new one, and it's one that's very much in the public eye, particularly at the moment. So you're supposed to stand up for a brother Mason no matter what he's charged with. The tribunal will be aware of the House of Commons Home Affairs Select Committee, which is investigating the issue, he added. Sir, if I'd not stressed it before, that I'm not making any suggestion of disreputable conduct, merely to put the matter beyond the reach of any possible public comment, which might undermine the public confidence in inquiry. Anyway, the chairman of the tribunal, Sir Ronald Waterhouse, and the two other members of the tribunal retired for a brief adjournment, and they turned the request down. They wouldn't take a list of all the witnesses and so on for the defence and so on that were Masons. So he said that the tribunal's own counsel, Gerald Elias QC, was appointed by the Attorney General, and any criticism should be addressed through the usual parliamentary channels, he suggested. I guess that means the Knights Templars, higher up there. Gerald Elias said nothing during Booth's application and remained silent after Sir Ronald had made the tribunal's ruling, it says here. Yes, yet both Sir Ronald and Gerald Elias knew something that the journalists reporting on the tribunal would have wanted to know, because Gerard Elias is a Mason. He's a member of perhaps the most powerful Masonic lodge in Wales called Dinas Llandaff. The lodge, which meets in Cardiff, is made up mainly of legal professionals and members of the Conservative Party, although there are members from other political groups. This in and of itself is not a problem, but there's a problem that fellow members have an oath of loyalty to each other, which supersedes their oath to uphold law and conduct due diligence in any proper investigation into organized crime. And it goes on a few other things too, about Masonic interference and so on. But that's how the system really is. And I've put up some videos I've found on the nets to do with inquiries into incredible criminal, like not just allegations, but findings in the Masonic lodges across England, and right into the Met Office with the police too. Old stuff too, and new stuff, but that's the real system we live in. Everything's a gang today. You've got to belong to a gang to get anything done. And then you have this big EU-Soviet system, as I say, because we're right on path with the New World Order. I actually have people who took me on as guests and shows, and they say, you know, you're kind of despondent and kind of gloomy about the future, and they're all happy, and, you know. I says, well, it's because I know more than you do, and that's the truth. I knew exactly what was going on because I've watched this my whole life, you know. And they're right on track with everything that they wanted to happen. The whole world is on track for this big anyway, this Rompuy character, this little damp rag, as it's been called by some other European Parliament members, and really is an old pen pusher. I mean, he's got the personality of a damp squib, even a firecracker, you know. It says separatism is a word of the past, and the European Council president deals a blow to Salmond. This is the guy in charge of Scotland, supposedly semi-in charge of an independence campaign in the video. So Herman Van Rompuy was asked on YouTube about Scottish nationalism. He told a man from Edinburgh that the world must fight the financial crises together. So this great financial crisis, we're all in it together. Straight out of Monty Python, Brazil, isn't it? But anyway, Van Rompuy would chair discussions over independent Scotland joining the EU. I mean, how can you be independent and then go under this totalitarian Soviet system called the EU? It's ridiculous. Scottish nationalists were dealt with a blow after a little-seen video emerged of the European Council president saying separatism is a word of the past and nobody has anything to gain from it. So forget it, in other words, he's telling you. Herman Van Rompuy, 65, who would chair discussions over whether an independent Scotland could join the European Union, was asked about his views on separatism. He told a man from Edinburgh called Keith on YouTube that the world must join together to combat the global financial crisis and climate change, the other great con, and that we will only succeed if we can pool forces, meaning all your tax money. So I'll put that tonight too, and there's your answer from these totalitarian freaks. That and it's the same guy who said your countries are over with, as there are no nations before in previous articles I've read. So why would he change his mind about Scotland? And the thing is, too, no one knows anything about this Rompuy. I mean, what was his history before all of this stuff? Who put him in charge of all this? Because people didn't elect him. Ordinary folk don't get to elect anybody. So, I mean, what's his history, this character? Now, in the States, of course, they're really rampaging ahead with all the big totalitarian stuff. And this 12-year-old girl is forced to take a drug test to join the scrapbook club. Scrapbooks. So here you go, folks. The latest in the drug war hysteria. 12-year-old girl wants to join the scrapbook club at her middle school in Milford, Pennsylvania. She can, it seems, on the condition that she pass a drug test. One day she took home a permission slip that said that to participate in the club or any school sport, she would have to consent to drug testing. They were asking a 12-year-old to pee in a cup, Kathy Kitterer said. I've got a problem with that. They're violating her right to privacy over scrapbooking and sports. The New York Times reports, it says, the Kitterers, whose two daughters are now in high school, are plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the Delaware Valley School District, with the daughters identified only by their first initials, A&M. The parents said that mandatory drug testing was unnecessary and infringed on the daughters' rights. A lawyer for the school district declined to comment, citing the pending litigation. It's difficult to gauge how many middle school schools conduct drug tests on students. States with middle schools that conduct drug tests include Florida, Alabama, Missouri, West Virginia, Arkansas, Ohio, New Jersey, and Texas. So anyway, there you go. I mean, they've already trained them to go through all these metal detectors and everything else at school and fingerprint to get your food and so on, and now you're going to drug test. Geez, this is the hope of what you do in a prison, you understand? It's what you do when you go to jail. And they're training a whole society, starting with the very young, so they'll grow up thinking all of this living in jail is normal stuff and obeying your superiors. That's all it's about. Now, what can you say? Is it the parents that they're so degraded they can't even get together and fight anything? This is a fact, folks. Otherwise, we would never have got to this mess in the first place. Intergenerational warfare has been carried on. Intergenerational warfare. Step by step, Fabian style. Degrade one bunch, further degrade the next generation, then further degrade the next one. Then everyone's helpless and government's in total charge. The U.S. Air Force is spending $10 million on an effort to hack into opponents' computer networks to destroy, deny, degrade, disrupt, deceive, corrupt, or usurp their ability to use the Internet to their advantage. The ability to hack into networks is part of a list of the military's cyberspace warfare operations capabilities that it wishes to acquire, reports Wired. I've actually got it already, and they have. and worms to be available to its own officials, including top personnel and operational commanders. Last week, the Pentagon announced a new $110 million program to make cyber strikes a more routine effort in wartime military operations. You understand, too, they're at war with you, too. I hope you understand that. Plan X, as the Pentagon named it, will officially begin September 20th, but DARPA has already invested $600,000 to cybersecurity firm Invinci to begin its research immediately. So it's, well, what can you say? It's all there. And I'll, tonight, too, I'll put up an article. It's to do with an interview with Assad of Syria, who talked about having to, he was born and he'll live and die in Syria. It's not going to run off, he claims here. And he says that we're the last stronghold of secularism and stability in the region and coexistence, let's say. It will have a domino effect that will affect the world from the Atlantic to the Pacific. And you know the implication on the rest of the world, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told RT in an exclusive interview that will air Friday, November the 9th. That's today. He says, I'm not a puppet. I was not made by the West to go to the West or to any other country. He said, I'm a Syrian, made Syria, and I'll live in Syria and die in Syria. He says, Syria's been racked by internal violence for the past 20 months, with the government and opposition failing to reach an agreement on a ceasefire. Foreign nations are pressuring the Syrian president to step down, with some even calling for armed intervention in the war-torn country. Well, actually, we're paying for them to go into the war-torn country and fight. The West is, at least. So I don't think the West is going to intervene, but if they do so, nobody can tell what's next, said Assad. I think the price of this foreign invasion, if it happened, is going to be more than the whole world can afford. According to a Turkish official, Ankara's official requested that NATO deploy Patriot missiles along the border with Syria over fears that armed conflict could spill across the border. The armed conflict in Syria has turned increasingly violent in recent months. Rebel forces have received significant financial, diplomatic, and organizational support, and arms, I should say, too, because it's been the mainstream, like the US and Western allied nations such as Turkey, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia. So, yeah, this is ongoing warfare. The same list, as I say, that the New American Century, the Project for New American Century Group put out back in the 90s. Every country is on that list, has to get taken down, you see. Everything is just a script, and it's all running to schedule. In Australia, brainwashed police come forward, basically. So brainwashed police prosecute parents to protect vaccines. They don't know they're doing it, because cops are told that if they find what they think is shaken baby syndrome, then the parents have obviously done it. But for the last 15, 20 years or so, there's been a lot of evidence and even documentaries put out showing you that a lot of these shots can actually cause these minute hemorrhaging in the brain that folks are being put down to shaken baby syndrome. And so this cop anyway, who, again, like everybody else, sees with blinkers on, and doctors do as well, according to the indoctrination, he himself got a Hep B vaccine as part of the squad. They all had to get the Hep B vaccine. Then he came down totally exhausted, like chronic fatigue syndrome. He spent the next 2 weeks in bed, hardly able to stand up. And when he asked a mainstream medical practitioner if the vaccine could have caused his symptoms, he was given a categorical no and told his suspicion would be impossible to prove. Despite being reassured by the medical practitioner, Savage remains convinced to this day that the vaccine was responsible for his becoming so ill. His experience opened his eyes to a deeper evil still occurring, which he believes will rock many other parents. And so they go through the facts that so many parents now are getting charged with sudden infant death with the shaken baby syndrome and so on. And it's actually the vaccines that are causing it. And so he's got his own crusade going, trying to educate the rest of the police there to this. Good for him. Also in Australia, the senior policeman whose allegations have sparked a special commission of inquiry the claims of a police cover-up of church sex abuse in New South Wales says he's not yet convinced it will be powerful enough to bring about justice. They're really pushing there to try and find out about the paedophilia that's going on inside the church. And this particular guy, the top cop, is not convinced that they'll get full cooperation, even though I've got another article here that says that the church is going to hand out a list of their own files on these pervs that seem to be totally infiltrated into the church itself. And Also tonight I put up the Global Governance Monitor from the Council on Foreign Relations. It says the challenge of global governance, for those who say that it doesn't have such a thing, has never been more imperative and more daunting to realize. The headlines are filled with transnational challenges, from terrorism to climate change. Everything institutionalized the words. The first thing to do with psychological warfare is to create the terminology, make the people use the terminology by institutionalizing it into everything that you write about. So they have terrorism and climate change to weapons of mass destruction, to foster better understanding of modern global challenges and the international community's record. What is the international community? Did you get to vote on being part of the international community, folks? Huh? No, of course you didn't. In response to them, international institutions and global governance, that's the IIGG program, has launched Global Governance Monitor. It guides 9 components, assess the human rights, non-proliferation, finance, ocean governance, climate change, etc., etc. Everything they're running transnationally. Back with more after this.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hi folks, we are back cutting through the matrix and we'll go to the calls. It's Clint from Ontario on the line. Is it Clint?
Yes, I am, Alan. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I don't know if you've seen, Alan, or not, the Agenda 21 commercial that's on YouTube. It's promoting euthanasia.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it. It's got a bunch of elderly people, and they're all saying that I've lived a good life. I've lived a good life, and it's very warm and inviting, and it shows children, and they say they want to benefit the earth for the future of the children.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty interesting. If you get a chance, I know your bandwidth is hard for you to download videos, but it's very quick and it's very interesting. But I just want people, like your listeners, know already, we need to contact this place, ICLEI.org, and people need to find out who the representatives are in their area, and they need to start asking questions, because this Agenda 21 is going to go full bloom, I think, pretty soon. Don't you agree, Al?
It's way beyond. It's already there. I mean, you understand, when the public even get a whiff of what's happening, I always say it's like coming out of a manhole in the middle of a field. By the time you look back to see what's behind you, you hear a rustle, it's already run over you, and it's gone off in the far distance. It's already a done deal. I've got thousands of articles all related to Agenda 21 over the years I've collected. It's all institutionalized once again between all the international corporations across the planet and into your architecture, your building for the future cities and so on. It's everywhere. And it's a big push on right now for the big carbon taxes and new governmental agencies to come and inspect your homes, etc., and then actually tell you how to live. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just quickly read a paragraph here from the Agenda 21 book from the summit in Brazil.
Yeah.
And it just says here quickly, Agenda 21 is first and foremost a document of hope adopted at the Earth Summit in Brazil by nations representing over 90% of Earth's population. It is the principal global plan to confront and overcome the economic and ecological problems of the late 20th century. It provides a comprehensive blueprint for humanity to use to forge its way into the next century by proceeding more gently upon Earth. As its sweeping programs are implemented worldwide, it will eventually impact on every human activity on our planet. Deep and dramatic changes in human society are proposed by this monumental historic agreement. Understanding those changes is essential to guide us into the future for our fragile planet.
Yeah.
Who would have wrote that, Alan? Maybe
well,
an angel can write that or something?
That's right. If you went to the IBM website, they're one of the biggest players in all of this, because they've got the job of coordinating worldwide all of these various groups and changes. And all through all corporations and businesses and everything, the complete Agenda 21 through smart growth. It's another little term they use for the same agenda. It's called smart growth and smart cities. And along with the smart cities, you're going to have many more layers of bureaucracy and agencies to come round to your house and to check you. And right down to political correctness to do with it too. If a child comes out and says they don't believe in this, I'm not kidding you, they're going to take that child off you. And
well, everything, yes, for sure.
The whole thing, caboodle, it's all on the table. But yet IBM, when they have their meetings sometimes two, three times a year, every major corporation that's any kind of corporation has to attend it, because they've been given the job of directing and guiding the whole darn thing worldwide. Including
IBM's tied to eugenics as well, back to Nazi Germany, aren't they?
Like, even before that, the founders of IBM were involved and trying to do the same thing in the States too. They wanted everyone numbered back in the early 1920s.
Yeah.
Everybody across the whole U.S., even when they brought the FBI in, they wanted everyone across the U.S. to have special numbers and codes so everyone could be tracked back then. But that's a long time. But thanks for calling. And from Hamish myself, from Cheer Canada, it's good night. I mean, your God, your God's soul with you.
It's true.